My friends, we move on to the next chapter. In this chapter 11, we are going to talk about follow through with the sale, after the sale. Let us briefly look at the learning objectives of this chapter. Understand the concept of follow through with the customer. Understand why a salesperson's job really starts when the sale has been completed. Learn how to properly follow up on a sales order. Know the importance of sharing customer feedback with the marketing team. Understand that maintaining customer database is very important and profitable in today's dynamic and competitive environment. These are the topics we will be covering in Chapter 11. Follow up with the customer, feedback of customer to marketing, and maintaining customer records. Let us start by looking at some facts. Firstly, we know that it is easier to retain existing customers than to make new customers. Also, it costs many times more to sell to prospective customers than to sell to existing customers. Thus, salespeople should shape each sale into a business relationship that yields multiple repeat sales. Some more facts. According to Harvard Business Review, the biggest complaint that most customers have when dealing with any business is poor follow-up. Let's look at statistics. 48% of people never follow up with a prospect. How surprising! Which means you are actually losing out on about half the customers. 25% of people make a second contact and stop. 12% of salespeople make the third contact and then stop. No follow up after that. Only 10% of salespeople make more than 3 contacts with a customer. And this goes on to say 80% of sales are made on the 5th to 12th contact. Now, even though these are statistics about selling, about salespeople and the amount of follow-up they do, this is not directly relevant to a retail salesperson where there is very little contact or interaction between the buyer and the seller. So essentially, these statistics are more about a B2B or a business-to-business selling setup. But at the same time, these statistics are very alarming and they show how important the concept of follow-through with the customer is. What are the objectives of follow-through? What is it that makes the concept of following up with the customer after sale so important? Firstly, it increases the repeat sales. It generates referrals. It creates a positive word of mouth. And share the customer feedback with the marketing team to make further improvements in the customer experience. So we want to understand that what is it that the customer's feedback is about our product, our store, our website, our selling, our price points, our promotion schemes, and then this helps the retailer understand the customer better and make changes in our promotional mix, in our marketing mix, in our product, so that we are able to enhance the customer experience going forward. The initial follow-up refers to the final details needed to ensure that the transaction proceeds smoothly. So that's the first part of the follow-up, where the salesperson has to ensure that the selling or the transaction between the buyer and the seller happens smoothly without any problems. This includes different things like verifying the method of payment. So the salesperson could be asking the customer, so how are you going to pay, sir? Is it through check or cash? Are you going to take the EMI option, or you're going to take a quarterly installment option, etc. The packing requirement that the customer needs, asking about that. So is it going to be a normal pack? Do you want it to be a gift pack? What is the delivery mode? When is the delivery to be made? All these smaller aspects of the final sale are part of the initial follow-up. Developing the business relation with the customer is the backbone to selling success. For the retailer, we have discussed this earlier also, that for the retailer, relationship selling is very important, because that is what is going to ensure that the customer keeps coming back to the same retailer to buy. Therefore, building a relationship with the customer is vital in generating repeat sales as well as creating new businesses through referrals and word of mouth publicity. In today's day and age, when we have so much of technology being used to communicate, we have social media, we have websites, we have apps for selling. Obviously, word of mouth publicity is critical and crucial for the success of the retailer. Today, word of mouth is huge. It is very fast. Look at this picture. This depicts word of mouth publicity in today's day and age. One person who bought a product. This person has a laptop, as you can see. And this person communicates with two other people. One has a phone, the other has a tablet. These two people talk to the next two, and each person in turn talks to two to three people. So in the end, one person who has bought the product, or maybe not bought the product because they were unhappy with the retail experience, this information goes to so many different people. So one person is able to generate huge word of mouth at great speed thanks to internet and social media. Let us look at another illustration depicting word of mouth and its power. The experience of the customer could be either bad or it could be good or positive. Based on their experience, they will talk about the product or their retail experience to their close ones, either face to face or it could be online. The outcomes could be three. It could be a positive outcome, where the customer has had a good experience, therefore a positive outcome, a positive word of mouth publicity, and the person or prospect or buyer can be labeled as a promoter of that brand. You could have a negative retail experience or a negative word of mouth publicity, where the customer is trying to actually sabotage the brand because he's had a bad experience of that retailer. There could be a neutral word of mouth also, where the customer is passive. He is not giving either good or bad feedback about that retailer, but there is some amount of brand awareness created. Needless to say, each retailer wants to avoid this negative feedback, which is creating brand detractors, people who are detracting others from buying from that brand or retailer. Every retailer wants to have brand advocates or neutral word of mouth, which will create brand awareness. Okay, so you can see the power of word of mouth publicity in today's technological era. If a salesperson is able to follow up well with the customer to ensure that each customer has a good experience, then obviously you will have all positive word of mouth. You will have a lot of brand advocates, people who are talking positively about that brand and motivating others to buy that brand. following up on your sales is very important because it demonstrates the retailer's commitment to customer service. So the prospect or the customer knows that this retailer is very, very insistent on good customer service. They want to give a good experience, a retail experience or buying experience to the customer, and they are concerned about the customer, and they also want to know about the customer's feedback after the selling process. Follow up with the customer also helps build a loyal customer base. If the customer is happy, if they understand that the retailer is committed to customer service and they are happy with the product, they are happy with the after sales service and the performance of the product, automatically the retailer will be able to generate a loyal customer base, which in turn will help generate repeat sales. So when you have loyal customers, automatically you will have repeat sales, which will also lead to referrals, positive referrals, and a positive word of mouth. All in all, the customer is happy, and a happy customer is obviously a loyal customer. Now let us understand different ways that salespeople can use to follow up with the customer after the sale is closed. In the previous slides, we talked about the initial follow-up, which said at the time of closure of the sales or at the time of transaction, what can the salesperson do to make the entire transaction smoother for the customer. Now we are saying we are moving on to the next step of follow-up, where the sale is closed. Now what can the salesperson do to follow up with the customer and to ensure a happy customer? Firstly, follow up with the production department or any other team or department within the retail organization to ensure that the product is of good quality and the product is delivered to the customer as per the committed timeline. Keep the customer updated on the delivery schedule. Sometimes the timeline committed to the customer may not be happening. So if the salesperson is updated about the changes in the delivery schedule, he has to ensure that he keeps the customer updated on the change in delivery schedule. Being honest with the customers on changes in delivery is very important. It is ethical, and ethical selling ensures a loyal customer, a repeat customer. Letting your customers know that the goods have arrived, that the goods are being dispatched, or something like that says the goods have already been dispatched and will be reaching you by evening. All these aspects show good customer service and follow through with the customer. Providing updates on delivery or service arrangements is very important. Following up ensures goods have been received. So you have first informed the customer that the goods have been dispatched. Now you check with the customer, "Hello sir, have you received the goods? Are they okay? Have you seen them? Are you happy? Is it installed? Has the customer service person come to install and demonstrate the product to you?" So checking up on the new installation is very important. Most companies, most FMCG product sellers or retailers do this nowadays. So they will follow up if the product has been delivered. After that, the next day, is it being installed? Has the product been explained to you? There will be a feedback form saying what is your feedback with regards the service or the installation or the product demonstration after it was delivered to your house. Ask the customer for their feedback on the product and the service after use. So that is also very critical to keeping a customer happy. If we feel the customer is not happy, we need to know that at least. The retailer cannot say, okay, I have sold the product, the deal is done, I've got the money, I've made my profit, now I will forget about it. That is very wrong. It is, in today's age, such a retailer cannot survive. The retailer has to ensure he is going all out to keep a track of the product till the time the customer has received it, installed it, used it, and is happy with it. The retailer has to do just about anything to keep the customer happy. Providing repairs, refunds, or warranties is also important to keep the customer satisfied. You could refer your customers to your various online services where they can also give their feedback. Referrals, as we all know, are the lifeblood of salespeople. Asking every customer for the names of friends or associates who might be interested in making a similar purchase is important. This is called as asking for referrals. The salespeople need to develop a pipeline of friends referring your retail business. Use networking to establish your next prospective customer. So this network of friends, referrals, associates is important for any salesperson so that he can continuously make more sales and he has leads on prospective customers. He has to maintain the database of these prospective customers. In order to do good follow-up and create a loyal customer base, there are many strategies that can be implemented by the salespeople to ensure loyal customers. These loyalty strategies strengthen your customers' devotion to your business. Firstly, offer rewards for new customer referrals. So if an existing customer is giving you a referral, reward that customer. Maybe you can say 10% off the next time you purchase something. Or maybe it could be a product that you are giving them free, a small value product. Or it could be some kind of a promotion. So the customer who has given you a referral definitely needs to be rewarded in some way. Invite your customers to keep in touch through social media. This will help generate loyal customers. You could start a loyalty club and offer discounts to those members. I'm sure you are aware that today most retailers follow this strategy of offering discounts to their loyal customers. For example, Shoppers Stop has a card which is for their first customer, which is called Inner Circle, and most retailers have these loyalty cards where you are able to accumulate points based on the amount of purchases you make, and then these points can be redeemed in the form of a discount or some value off on your subsequent purchases. So these loyalty clubs which offer discounts to members are a big rage today, and every retailer has no option but to use them. Sending birthday cards or season's greetings, offering gift promotions. Many restaurants nowadays will send you an email saying, since it is your birthday or your anniversary, we are giving you a 10% off. So that offer is valid only for that person for that day, of which is that occasion. So this is a way of ensuring that the customer goes to that restaurant to celebrate. Invite your customer to open an online or an in-store account with your business. So online is a big thing, a big way of promoting sales, a way of creating loyal customers. Another objective of good customer service and follow-up with the customer is to generate repeat sales. Let us look at some ideas of how repeat sales can be generated. Sending periodical updates of sales, offers, discounts, and promotions to the customer base is important. These updates earlier were via mail, which is post. Now they are via email. These updates are very important and they help generate repeat sales. Customers will look at the promotion offers or sales and then want to come and buy from you. I'm sure all of you have seen the huge ads in the newspaper giving sales discounts or promotions, which are then converted into huge repeat sales. The salespeople should find aspects that are of common interest with the customers. So there has to be some commonality. Even if it doesn't exist, the salesperson should find out what are the interests of the customer and should show them to be of common interest. This will help build good relationships between the customer and the salespeople. A salespeople essentially should be problem solvers. They should be solution providers to the customer, which is why they need to understand the customer's requirements, needs and wants, and their preferences very well, so that they can tailor make the solutions for the customer. Offering product demonstrations that may be of interest to your customer. So if you have understood interests of the customers, then you offer them product demonstrations of products that may be of interest to them, so that they buy that product also from you. A good salesperson is going to draw the customer's attention to related products or complementary merchandise and ensure that they are cross-selling or upselling so that they are increasing the value of each transaction. What are the various methods of follow-up with the customer? As we've already discussed, it is an email. This is what the mode that is being commonly used nowadays. Also, phone calls and letters. Phone calls nowadays are used for after-sales service follow-up. You could have a face-to-face visit to the customer or his premises. It is important to choose the correct method. The correct method of follow-up which matches with the customer. Keep a logs of the requirements of the customer or use a software to keep a track of the follow-ups that you are making with your customers. Obviously, you cannot be expected to remember all your customers or what happened when with each customer. So maybe it is a good idea to keep some kind of a logbook, or a lot of softwares are used nowadays to maintain the database of your customers. In the next section, we will talk about feedback of customers and how it is of use to the retailer. So the customer feedback is collected and it can be used by the marketing team, it can be used by the design team, and it can be used to enhance the customer experience going forward. The sales team collects a lot of information which is termed as customer feedback. So customer feedback essentially means the thoughts and ideas of the customer, feedback from them as to what is their reaction to the product mix, to the pricing mix, and to the retail organization in general. Customer feedback is critical to the success of any business. This is because the feedback allows the retailer to find out what your customers really want and, more importantly, how you can better service their needs. So customer feedback is important to understand the customer, understand his reactions, post-purchase behavior, and to tailor your future programs, your future marketing mix to the needs of the customer. Now, what do we do with this feedback that we have collected? Let us take a look at that. Firstly, incorporate customer feedback into the development cycle. So this feedback may include product styling, color, in some cases sizes. In case of apparel and shoes, it could be size of the product, It could be the quality of the product, its price, or its performance. So any element of the product can be part of the customer feedback. It could also be related to the marketing or retail strategy being followed by the retailer. So the feedback can be on any aspect of the entire retail business. By gathering feedback early in the design process, retailers can save money and reduce design time. So when we say incorporating customer feedback into the development cycle, what do we mean? We are essentially saying that there is a customer feedback. Based on that, we make changes in our entire development cycle or the product development per se. It could, usually this means changing the product design, improving the product design to make it more customer friendly, to make it more appealing to the customer, maybe putting in more colors, maybe putting in different variants that the customer would be looking at, or putting in more features that the customer finds useful. When sellers team up with customers to identify a new product line or new features of an existing product category that better suits the customer's requirements, the retailer improves their bottom line. So it is important to involve the customer or the customer feedback in the design process, because this is where the bottom line will get impacted. Because if you are able to incorporate the customer's requirements into the product design itself, then your product is bound to sell better. We could also incorporate customer feedback into the retail strategy. In the previous two slides, we spoke about incorporating customer feedback into development cycle and design of the product. You can also use customer feedback to enhance the retail strategy or the marketing mix. The feedback from the customers could be about the product pricing, it could be about the store environment or the ambience, it could be the sales team itself. Maybe they don't like the sales team, maybe they don't like the level of knowledge of the sales team, or they don't like their uniform, or any other element of the retail strategy. Let us look at this illustration to understand how customer feedback can be incorporated into product and marketing. You have the product design, followed by procurement or sourcing of the products or raw materials, manufacturing the product, which is the, after that is the distribution, the marketing, and the customer experience. So essentially, this is your supply chain of any product category. The customer experience, based on that, the customers are going to give you some feedback, which can then be incorporated into the marketing. So you can see an arrow going from the customers to the marketing team. Also, you can see an arrow going from the customers all the way back to product design. This is, in a way, recapping what we just discussed in the last few slides, that customer feedback or experience can be incorporated into the product design as well as the retail strategy and marketing mix. Now, you've designed a product by involving the customers. Obviously, it will be a better designed product and it will sell better. Don't you think you would like to share this success story with your customers? Shouldn't your customers be aware that they have helped in improving the product design, or they have helped in improving your profits? You should share with the customer that their precious feedback has enabled you to make a change for the better. This sharing with the customers can be done on a personal level via an intimate channel, like an email, like a personal email, or even a phone to phone, okay? Or by broadcasting the results through a public channel or through social media or on your own website. So these are various ways in which the retailer should share the customer's feedback, and using that feedback to make a better designed product with the customer. In this way, the retailer is building a relationship with the customer base and telling them that you are important and your feedback is also important to us. Now, we have been talking about follow-up with the customer, follow-up with the customer to understand what their needs are, to understand how to improve the retail experience, to understand how to make a better product. Now, shouldn't you not also follow up with your own sales team to achieve these objectives? The sales team, as we all know, is always in direct contact with the final customer. When the customer walks into a store, it is the sales team that is interacting with them. It is the sales team who hears all the comments that they make or the questions that the customers ask. So the retail sales team is a very important source of customer feedback, one source that cannot be left untapped. All store employees, and especially salespeople who are regularly in touch with the customers, have a good understanding of customer service problems and expectations. The sales team deal with the customers and hear their casual as well as formal feedback. So even though there could be a formal feedback mode, for example, you go to a restaurant and they will give you a feedback form which you have to fill. But at the same time, there could be some informal or casual feedback when the salespeople, the waiters, they all overhear the customers talking. Oh, what a funny color. This is not the right size. I don't like the embroidery. What is this? This is not presented properly. The packing is not good. The fabric quality is very poor. These are all comments which people make between each other when they are buying. These are casual feedback or informal feedback which is picked up by the sales team, and a smart retailer will collect the feedback from the sales team also, so that he is able to understand his customer base better. The sales team should be encouraged to share this feedback with the high level management on a periodic basis. So this is something that the high level management has to push through. The sales team by themselves may not want to share their understanding or feedback with the management. They may think the management is not really interested in our understanding of the customer. So this is a process that has to be driven by the top level management. They have to ensure that they interact with the sales team and they collect their feedback on a periodic basis so that they can keep using it to enhance the customer's retail experience. Moving on to the next section, which is customer records and database. Today, it is possible to maintain a database of the customers because we have huge technological advances. We have softwares use, we have various ERP or MIS methods by which you can collect database, store it, access it when required, and that is where most retailers need to understand that getting customer database is very important to enhancing their experience in the future. So what should this database contain? This customer records or database can have two very important elements in it. Firstly, details of the transactions made by the customer with that retailer. This should have a complete history of the purchases made by the customer, including the purchase date, the SKU purchased, the number of pieces purchased, and the prices. Okay. The other aspect is the customer contacts. A record of the interactions that the customer has had with the retailer. This is very easy nowadays due to, like we said, various technological advances. So you keep a database of the contacts of the customer. This database can have a lot of information. It should contain preferences of the customer. For example, their favorite brands, which brand does this customer usually buy, what are the fabrics they like or the flavors that they like if it is about food, or the sizes in terms of if it is about apparel or shoes, or even colors. So when the retailer has all this information, it is easy to tailor your marketing mix and your product assortment to the needs of your customer. The database should also contain a lot of descriptive information like demographics and psychographics that will describe the customer, that can be used in developing market segments. So it is important to have descriptive information that can enhance the segmentation being followed by the retailer. The database should also have responses to marketing activities. So you made some promotional campaigns, you had some marketing activities, you analyze those transactions and contact the data, provide information about the customer's responsiveness to marketing activities. What was the reaction of customer A to this promotional scheme? Or what was the reaction of customer B to a sales or discounts? This shows which customer is price sensitive, which is not, what are their preferences, and how do they respond to various marketing activities. This understanding will help the retailer program further marketing activities. It is easy to construct a database for customers of catalog retailers or internet and warehouse clubs. Okay. This is because the customer is able to give, this is because the retailer is able to get the customer details, their contacts, and what they have bought from the database. But identifying customers who make in-store transactions, who are buying from a retail store, is more difficult, because here the payment for the merchandise is either done by cash or it is done by third-party credit cards. So keeping a track of information or records of this customer's base is more difficult. The database that the retailer is maintaining has to be analyzed. It has to be converted to information. Information that will help retailers develop programs for increasing the offer or increasing the value of the product they offer to their customers. So let us recap the objectives for analyzing the customer database. We could say there are three objectives. Firstly, identifying patterns in the data that can improve the effectiveness of retailing decisions. For example, forecasting sales and allocating merchandise to stores. Deciding where to place merchandise categories in a store. So based on the patterns in buying or based on the preferences of various brands or colors, the retailer can decide which brand or which color or which product or size to place in which shelf in the store. We all know that different shelves in a store have different returns in terms of how much will be sold. If a shelf is in one corner, it may not get noticed. The product displayed on that shelf may not even sell. A shelf which is in the focal point of the store will get more attention from customers, and therefore the retailer has to think about which product or brand to display on that shelf. All this can be simplified by this decision making can be aided by the database or buying patterns being reflected in the customer database. The third objective of analyzing the customer database is to identify and cater to the most profitable customers. How do we do that? Let us go on to the next slide to understand that better. We have a term called called Customer Lifetime Value, or CLV. CLV is the expected contribution from customers to the retailer's profits over their entire relationship with the retailer. So there is a lifetime of relationship between the customer and the retailer. How much does each customer contribute to the retailer's profits over this lifetime is what the retailer needs to understand. There could be some customers who come once a year but buy goods worth a lot of amount. On the other hand, there could be some customers who walk in monthly, but every time they buy goods for a very small value or amount. So even though a customer is walking in only once a year, he could be of more value to the retailer than that customer who walks in every month or once a week. That is the concept of customer lifetime value. It is used to score or rate each customer. The use of CLV, or the concept of CLV, is to classify customers into segments based on their profitability, not on the sales alone. Based on their profitability, the retailer will segment these customers into 3, 4, or 5 groups. This segmentation allows the retailer to develop more effective strategies for each of these segments, thereby catering his strategies to that segment which is the most effective, which is contributing the maximum to the retailer. Thank you.